Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A slice of watermelon is almost the law on the 4th of July. And then after you eat it, you make the rind and you make it a smile and you run around. But as Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has been discovering, there is more to watermelon than fruit dripping off your face and a seed spitting contest.
And she is here in the studio with us with some watermelon in tow. Kathy, great to see you as always.
Great to be here.
And we always think of watermelon as kind of a sweet thing, but you are looking at its more savory side.
Well, it's really interesting. When we first came up for the idea for this segment, I thought, 6 minutes on watermelon, you know, eat it, slice it, chop it, fruit salad. The savory side of watermelon is so interesting and infinite. I mean, you've got three different dishes there, but I've got about 20 ideas.
Okay.
So what do you want to start with here?
What is this right in front of us?
Okay, that's beautiful. That is a sweet local crab meat salad with watermelon on fresh grown arugula with some pea shoots in there and some fresh garden radishes. Mm. So I was thinking about how sweet and juicy watermelon is. This is how I think of these things. Like, how do you make something very sweet and juicy become savory? So then I thought about different foods that were naturally sweet, and crab meat came to mind. Of course, if you were in New England, this would be gorgeous with lobster for a July 4th really special salad. So you have that juicy fruit there with the sweet crab meat and then the sharpness of the arugula. So you have kind of a little bitter, a little sweet, a little savory, and a fresh chive vinaigrette. The whole thing takes about, I don't know, 5 minutes. My husband says, you cook so fast, you should always triple it. Most people take longer, but it is quick and easy and a very good example of how it can become such a good savory dish.
Well, and it really, just having a piece of watermelon here, first of all, transports me to the 4th of July.
Exactly.
It really puts you in the mood for it. But also, it reminds you how much of this is just water.
It is so filled with water, which is one of the reasons that it's so healthy. I'm constantly hearing from parents with young kids who are like, all my kid wants is sugar. Well, guess what? Give them watermelon because that is what you taste. If you take a big hunk of watermelon and stick it in a blender and then put it through a strainer, you have this gorgeous watermelon juice. Mm-hmm. You can make popsicles from that and sorbets and ice creams and granita, the Italian ice. There is no kid that's going to turn that down and say, no, I need my cookie, I need my sugar, because that's what it tastes like.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. But it's 44 calories a cup. It's got 20%, ready? Here we go, of your daily intake of vitamin C, vitamin A. And it's got all this dietary fiber, and it's supposed to be very good for digestive health. So it is a win-win. You get natural sweetness. You're eating fruit. You're eating a seasonal food. July is watermelon month, national watermelon. Who knew?
Okay.
There is a holiday for your fingernails, I believe. I mean, everything. And, you know, it's a great way to stay hydrated during the summer, and also to eat low-fat food.
And is this a salsa of some kind?
This
right
is
here?
A salsa. Okay. So I wanted to do a salsa, but I thought, I don't know, what do I want to do? And I looked in my refrigerator, and I had these beautiful yellow cherries. So I pitted the cherries.
Wait, that's a cherry? The
brown
thing?
That's a cherry. Yeah, well, don't give away that it's brown, because I roasted them
yesterday. No, I thought it was an olive. it's a cherry.
It is a cherry. I roasted the cherries with a little olive oil, and then you have raw pieces of watermelon, little bit of tomato and some green pepper, and a little bit of sriracha to give you just a little bit of heat. And that would be so delicious with any kind of July 4th grilled burger.
Sriracha, remind us.
Sriracha is an American.
The best hot sauce of all time, Robin.
There you
what
go.
Are you?
Okay.
Okay, there. We weighed in on that.
Can't get them in California or something. I don't know.
Right. So that's
delicious.
A really cool salsa. And the roasting of the cherries takes about 10, 15 minutes. And then you just chop up a few ingredients. The other cool thing that you have there is I remember years ago being at a July 4th picnic and everybody was raving about the burgers. They had ground them fresh. And I was like, but wait, what's that thing on the side of the burger? And it was a watermelon rind pickle. And I did not grow up with this. I had never heard of it.
Wow.
Turns out it's got a great history. Watermelon rind pickle was in the very first cookbook published in the U.S. in 1796, American Cookery by Amelia Simmons. And she had a recipe for watermelon rind pickles.
Oh my goodness.
Very popular in the South and in New England. So here's the jar, the full jar of it. I have peppercorns, fresh ginger. You could put star anise in, cinnamon stick.
Amazing. Well,
let me tell you, the rind, it's not the green part. So this is like the ultimate recycled thing. You eat every
You're
part
using
of
the part that nobody wants.
No, we throw nothing away, Jeremy.
Good.
Okay, so we eat the flesh and all these salads and salsas, and then we take the rind, you cut the hard green part off, and then there's that white part between the red and the green. Mm-hmm. That's what you pickle.
Okay.
And they're done
in
2 hours.
There's a kick.
Yeah, isn't that nice? Are we awake?
Yeah. We want to ask you quickly about something. Yesterday, the New York Times tweeted food writer Melissa Clark's guacamole recipe with green peas. She says it adds sweetness, keeps the guac from turning brown. Twitter went crazy. President Obama, candidate Jeb Bush weighed in. Just briefly, a couple seconds, your thought.
I think it's the Green Party.
You what?
You like it.
Green peas. No, I really don't.
No peas.
I agree with my president.
You.
Absolutely. Now I'm making a joke. You know, peas, green party.
Oh, get it, peas.
You didn't get it.
Okay. World peas. World peas. Okay.
Stick with the watermelon.
We'll post that too, along with your recipes at herenow.org.
Yes.
People can weigh in.
We will put it all up there. Kathy, happy 4th of July. Thanks so much.
To both of you too.
Yeah.